This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker-Campbell, back with you at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is week 7 of the NFL season, and it is time right now to pack our bags. We're going to head to the NFC North because in our next segment, we're going to highlight the Green Bay Packers. It's been a season where the Packers, they have just not had success throwing the football. Aaron Rodgers, he's not played to the level that we're accustomed to. So we are honored to have with us tonight, right here at SB Nation Radio, Packers Radio play-by-play voice. He is amazing. Wayne Larrivee, he's going to provide some insight on the season up to this point. We're also going to highlight his brand new book. It is titled, If These Walls Could Talk, Green Bay Packers, Stories from the Green Bay Packers Sideline, Locker Room, and Press Box. Good evening, Wayne.
Elisa, nice to be with you.
Well, it's great to be on with you, too, and we're going to get right to it because I tell you what, for Green Bay, it's not been the type of season that we anticipated. We thought this would be a year of returning to offensive prominence. How much trouble are the Packers in?
Well, you know, they've struggled a little bit out of the gate offensively to put things together on a consistent basis. I think, though, it's something that's happening. It's a little bit bigger than just the Packers. I think there's something going on in the league defensively. Defensive coordinators are finding ways to better defend the quick strike rhythm of a West Coast offense. And I think that's a part of what's going on with the Packers. And I think that's what they're still trying to adjust to and putting together and trying to get it together to where it's a weekly occurrence that they're motoring for 300 yards through the air and getting the job done on the ground as well.
Okay, so the Green Bay Packers right now, they are 6 games into the season. What's the immediate issue that they need to resolve?
Well, they've got to get injuries taken care of. They've got to get some of their people back. They've been playing without their top 3 cornerbacks. They're hoping to get 2 of them back in the next few weeks, but Sam Shields is going to be out for an extended period of time with the concussion. So there's a lot of concern over injuries, especially in the defensive secondary and at running back, where Eddie Lacy has been down with an ankle injury now. And, they picked up Nile Davis from the Kansas City Chiefs, so they're hoping to get him as we go along more and more into the offense. But that's the big concern, the injury factor in Green Bay.
Okay, Wayne Larrivee with us tonight right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Wayne is the radio voice for the Green Bay Packers, and we would love to connect with you tonight. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. Okay, so you're talking about the injury aspect. Give us an update on Aaron Rodgers. I have to think, he's trying to find his rhythm and get back into his groove. How difficult has this been from a mental aspect? And for him to overcome, because you have to wonder, how does this affect his confidence?
Well, I think he's got plenty of confidence. I think what they just need to do is to, over the course of a couple of consecutive weeks, put together some big plays in that passing game. Especially with Jordy Nelson on the field, they're used to hitting big pass plays, and they're getting opportunities to do that downfield as Aaron extends plays outside the pocket. But they haven't quite hooked up. Either the receiver hasn't brought the ball down, trying to make a tough catch, or perhaps it's been a situation where Aaron has overthrown a receiver or the pass has been too far off the mark to be retrieved. So I think the timing of that, the big plays, if they can hit a few big plays going forward on a consistent basis, that will certainly help the offense in terms of its confidence in general.
Okay, timing with plays, but what about the trust factor? Does Aaron Rodgers, does he trust his receivers?
Yeah, I think he does. I don't think there's any problem with that. And, the offensive line protection has been very good. But I think as you go through the process of a season, every year is different. So you've got to re-hook with these guys. You've got to hook up with them again. And with Jordy being out all of last year due to injury, yeah. I think they're still now trying to get that all squared away.
Okay, Wayne Larrivee with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. I want to get a hit as well. Wayne, talk to me about head coach Mike McCarthy. How is his confidence level? Has it wavered at all despite perhaps the slow start and the team's not playing where he wants to?
Well, I think he understands better than anyone that this every NFL season is a process. You go through the process. Some years you start 6-0, as the Packers did a year ago. Uh-huh. Other years you start kind of up and down a little bit. And you put one thing together at a time. You put the, you know, maybe the defense is playing really well. You put something together on offense. You try to get special teams up to speed. There's a process to putting together a team for a season. And, you know, I think what really hurts coaching staffs across the league is that you don't get to see veterans play a whole lot during preseason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one thing. I understand the fans are not happy with that, and rightfully so. But it also puts the team in a bit of a quandary, because you go into a season and you're not quite sure what you have or how much of it is put together. And that seems to be the case with a lot of clubs around the NFL. They're not sure who they are until about 5 or 6 weeks into the season, sometimes even longer. And then if you have injuries, that complicates it even further.
Well, so much focus has been on the Packers' offense. Talk to me about defense. Where's the confidence level in terms of that?
Well, they played well defensively, especially against the run. Now, the Dallas Cowboys made some yards on them, but that's a great offensive line and the hottest running back in the league. I think what's hurt the Packers a little bit defensively have been the injuries at cornerback. And people say, well, yeah, it's covering the receivers, and that's true. But also now with the youth they have at cornerback, the Packers can't play their safeties up close to the line where they'd like them to have them, especially in rundown situations. They've got to take care of those cornerbacks out of the edge. So you're missing an extra guy in the box that you had a couple of weeks ago in that regard. But the thing that's hurt the defense, I think down to down it's been a very good defense, but big plays, especially big passing plays, on occasion have killed this defense.
Okay, the radio play-by-play voice for the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrivee, is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time now, as promised, we're going to move ahead and talk about your brand new book. It is titled, If These Walls Could Talk, Green Bay Packers. And Wayne, it's amazing when we think about just the amount of years that you have been with this organization. You've been with the Green and Gold for nearly 20 years. What was it like for you to walk down memory lane and produce this book?
You know, it was interesting. I've never written a book, so it was a unique new process for me. I wrote it with a co-author. My co-author is Rob Reichel of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Packers Plus. He's covered the beat for many, many years. And, you know, so we were able to put our heads together and come up with a kind of a line of stories that we wanted to tell that basically are done in my voice, but and reflect the era that I've been a part of the Packers, which started in 1999.
Okay, so there's been a number of highs and lows within this organization, but talk to us about what is one of your particular favorite memories that you definitely wanted to share.
Well, certainly the Super Bowl run of 2010, and Elisa, you know, that was a team that had an incredible amount of injuries. I've never seen a team that lost 8 starters due to injury, mm-hmm. 16 players on the injured reserve list. Many of them were key backup players involved in the sub packages. Never seen a team like that get to the Super Bowl and make the run that one did. But the story behind that is really what makes the book worth seeing and reading, because Mike McCarthy made some moves, motivational moves with his young team, that was able to keep them on track through all these injuries and all the negativity that goes with it and get them to the Super Bowl. They were the last team to qualify for the playoffs that year, and they made the run through the Super Bowl, winning 4 games in January.
It was a magical run, no doubt about it. Also inside the book, you take a look at what the future holds for current Packers squad and under the leadership, the veteran leadership of Aaron Rodgers. What did you share?
Well, you know, I think that the future is bright here. They are going to have, because they have taken care of the draft and the development aspect of this football team, is that you draft good players and they become stars, and then you try to take care of those players. But you're always going to have a lot of youth on this team because of the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're up against. That's what they're facing right now. They've got some of their stars like Clay Matthews and Aaron Rodgers and several others that are under contract. And to make room for those contracts under the salary cap, you have to continue to bring new players onto the roster. The challenge for every team is to be able to do that. You know, that's why every season is so different. You might have the same core people returning each season, but you've got so many new faces around them, you really don't know what kind of a team you have until you get into the season, and that's where the Packers are right now.
Hey, it's week 7 of the NFL season, and we're going one-on-one with Wayne Larrivee, the radio voice of the Green Bay Packers. You stick around. Much more coming your way at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.